This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Do you know that the Lord has it all in his hands? Whatever you're going through today, it's in the hands of the Lord Jesus, and he will bring it about, and you will be blessed. Oh yes, even by the things that you're not being blessed by now, you will be blessed. God works together, all things together for the good to those who love God.
That's why sometimes when I make a decision, I'm like, oh, I made the wrong decision. We all go through that. There's no right or wrong decisions in the kingdom. There's only decisions of faith. The only wrong decision is no decision at all, because the enemy wants to get you stuck. But as long as you're moving forward in faith, God will readjust you. And sometimes what you think is the biggest mistake, we receive the biggest lesson. And as long as you understand the words of Jesus, that all things will work together for the good for those who love God, nothing you can do will ever be wrong, as long as you make the decision in faith, because Jesus will use all things for the good. So what is your job? To move in faith and to tell Jesus you love him and trust him in every situation.
And that's the real truth, to live in faith, not in sight, but in faith. When we started this ministry, we had enough money for 3 months. And so we went on. I said, oh, be on the radio for 3 months. Thank you, God. If God wants to supply more, he will. But I'm not begging anybody. The Lord knows how to bring in what we need so that we can be on radio. It's been 41 years by the grace of God. And God does it. It's not us that do it. We proclaim the word of God by the grace of God. God does it. This is God's ministry, not my ministry. This is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, to proclaim the word of God, that people would be changed as they listen to the holy word of God. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, how we need the power of the Holy Spirit. How the church needs the power of Pentecost. Pentecost was not only 50 days after Easter. It's now. It's now. How I need Pentecost. How I need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How we all need it. Because without it, we're in Never Never Land. And that's all right for Peter Pan, but not for us. Not for you and not for me. No more Never Never Land. We want to be in the land of faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you living by faith today? Are you living by faith today in the Son of God who loved you and gave his life for you? Are you? Am I? Are we just living by the money we have in our pockets? No, no, no. I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live by grace and faith, but to the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We live by faith and not by sight, trusting in Jesus Christ. Are you trusting in him? I know sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult. But we are called to trust in the times of difficulty. God will bring it about in good as you trust Jesus. You say, I've reached the Red Sea, and it's not opening up. Well, start walking in. And as you walk in, it'll open up. It'll open up as you walk through. Just don't stand there looking at the sea. Walk in the name of Jesus.
Because faith and love are the currencies of heaven. Faith, love, and winning souls for Christ. For where our treasure is, our heart will be also. We don't want to store ourselves treasures on earth where the moss and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. We're running the race for an eternal prize. You are only on this earth for a very short time. for a very great reason. Sometimes I go to the beach and I look at all the grains of sand on the beach and I'll pick up one grain and I'll say, this is my life in comparison to eternity, which is all the grains. Sometimes I think when I have the most realistic dream and it seems so real and so long, and then I wake up and I'm back to reality, I realize this life is like one little dream. And then we're back to our heavenly home because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So why are we on this earth? To know and love God intimately. And the greater we love God, the greater love of God we can receive. The greater our reward will be in heaven. But we're not living for an earthly reward. We're not even living for a heavenly reward. That is a grace that we receive. But we're living to love, to know, and to serve Jesus Christ. And you're only here for 80 years. You might as well max it out. Maybe 100, maybe 110. However long you're on this earth, max it out for Jesus Christ. Become the full expression of what God created you to be. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That is what Jesus told us. What are we speaking? What are we creating in this earth? Because as Jesus purifies our heart, every word we speak will come in alignment with the kingdom of God.
It was the last Sunday, August 1968. I was on a retreat. It was before the Blessed Sacrament. I said to Jesus, you could have my life. And guess what? He took it. Oh, he took it. And I wanted to stay with him. I don't want to keep it myself. You can have my life. And in that experience, he brings me to people like you, people like Anthony. He brings me himself. You can have my life. Have you told them today, you can have my life? You see, when you say that, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. The whole thing. I give God my whole life, not only the good things, but everything, good, bad, and ugly. And as I give it to him, things begin to happen. Have you given your life to Jesus today, or are you playing with it yourself? Nothing will happen if you're playing with it yourself. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I give it to you because you can make something good out of it. You know, he can. He can. He's been doing that for thousands of years. You're no different. He can make something good out of your life if you give it to him. But only you can give it to him. The church can't. I can't. The only one I can give to him is me. And you know what? He never refuses it. He never refuses it.
The moment you gave your life to Jesus, you became a champion. Here's a secret. The game is rigged. The game is rigged. You already have victory. Everything that happens to you will be used for the good if you love Jesus Christ. It is a game of faith and love in Jesus Christ. That's all that matters. If we walk in faith and we love Jesus and love others for Jesus, we win the game. You see, we are going to be judged not on what we do, but how we loved. Not on what we do, but the intentions of our heart. We're going to be judged by love. The priest at Mass on Sunday, he said, he was talking about Fulton Sheen. And Fulton Sheen said, there are three surprises that everyone's going to receive when they get to heaven. The first surprise is that there's not going to be people in heaven who we were sure they were going to be there because they did all of these great things. But Jesus said, I never knew you, because they did them not to glorify Jesus, but to glorify themselves. The number two thing we're going to be surprised in, there's going to be many, many people in heaven that we didn't think were going to be there, but they're there. We're going to say, what are you doing here? Because Jesus and God does not see as we see. He sees the heart. And the third thing is we're going to be surprised that we're in heaven. Because when we experience the goodness of heaven and the love of God and just the beauty of the life to come, we're going to be in ecstatic joy. But see, Jesus didn't say death is the door to heaven. He said, I am the door. And the moment you are born again and you give your life to Jesus, you give your desires to Jesus, you allow him to purify you, you give your heart to Jesus at every moment, we begin to be reunited to the life of the Trinity that God set forth for man before the foundation of the world. You see, the plan for God's plan is the same now as it was when he created man. God's plan for you is to live in divine union with all of the Trinity, that the Father's power beats in your heart and moves in your will, that Jesus's intellect, it thinks in your thought, it flows in your blood, and his wisdom comes over you. The love of the Holy Spirit, it breathes in your breath and it recalls in your memory. Father, we pray today that we fuse ourselves and unite ourselves with the divine intelligence of the Trinity. That we don't want to have human thoughts. We want to unite ourselves to the thoughts of God. That through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because who can know the thoughts of man but the spirit of man? I can't know what you're thinking. Only you can. But who can know the thoughts of God but the spirit of God? When we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, we can know the thoughts and the plans of God. And we can live only by the word of God. So today, do you know that the game is rigged, that you already walk in victory? And as long as you walk in faith, you walk in victory. As long as you walk in love, you walk in victory. That the plans of God, when you enter into those plans and you let go of your own plans, that you walk in victory. For I know the plans I have for you.
Plans to give you a future. Plans to give you a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me with you, says the Lord. Are you seeking him? Or are you seeking your troubles? Oh, everyone has troubles. I have troubles, and you have troubles. But who are you seeking today? I seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the solution to my troubles. I don't have to play around with these troubles. I need to put them in his hands, and I need to do what he calls me to do. That's as simple as that. You see, if I let my troubles bother me, I'd never be speaking to you today. My troubles are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by grace, we'll handle them. One at a time. One at a time. My troubles are in the hands of Jesus. Are yours in the hands of Jesus. You don't have to deal with them all. One at a time in the power of the Holy Spirit. If we deal with them all, it's like a barrage. We can't do it. We can't do it. Don't be fooled today. One at a time you deal with your troubles with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is able to help us. Do you know, Abraham had troubles. Isaac had troubles. Jacob had troubles. The apostles had troubles. Oh, everyone had troubles, but what were your troubles? I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. For with the Lord is plenteous redemption. Trust in the Lord and do good. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. It'll all work out.
Because Jesus said in the 16th chapter of John, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Christ in you has made you an overcomer. There is no problem bigger than Jesus Christ living within you. Greater is in you than anything in this world. People say, Anthony, how do you go to Salem, the Satanic Temple? How do you go to these areas when it's one man against the whole city and you preach the word of God? I say, because greater is in me than is in the world. There is no battle between light and darkness. The light comes to overshadow the darkness. Do you know who I have living in me? Do you know who you have living in you? I am nothing but the tabernacle of God. I am an empty vessel. You are an empty vessel to be used for God's glory, to be used for God's power, to be used to be a lighthouse in this crooked and perverse generation. But you got to do the work. You got to let God empty you. Anthony needs to die every day so that Jesus Christ can be resurrected in me. Because in me there is nothing good. But as I am emptied and I allow the living God to fill me by his grace, then all good things come through me, come through you, come through Father Tom, because we are nothing but an empty vessel to release the grace of God, to be filled with the light of God. The light of God wants to empty every passion, every fear, every worry out of your soul. The fire of God wants to come up and burn out every impurity. That is what suffering is most of the time, when the fire of God is coming and it's burning up all my impurities. When the will of my will crosses the will of God and I make my own cross because I don't want to do what God is calling me to do. But what did Jesus come to do? To do one thing. I have come to do the Father's will. I have come to do the Father's will. Why are we on earth? To do the Father's will. And God's will is fire. It is fire. Because when we do what God calls us to do, it is a death to self. How do we know it's God telling us to do it? Because most time our flesh doesn't want to do it. We don't want to fast. We don't want to give. We don't want to step out and evangelize. We don't want to make our life a sacrifice for God as Jesus did for the human race. But the power of God makes us supernatural. It lets us go past our human capacity to live for the divine outflowing of the Spirit. It lets us be filled with light. Jesus said, your eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be filled with light. If your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be filled with darkness. How great is the darkness if your light is darkness? What does that mean? Not only what we see, but what we meditate upon. If we meditate upon in the light, what brings us into joy is Jesus Christ and his wisdom and his knowledge and his will and his love. We become filled with light when we are singularly focused upon Jesus Christ and doing the Father's will. That James said, a double-minded man is weak in all his ways. When you have one foot in the world and one foot in Christ, when you're wishy-washy, you're weak. But if you have a singular focus upon Jesus Christ, you are so strong that you trample over the enemy. You trample over anything that the devil throws your way. But what he's saying is, how great is the darkness if your light is darkness? What is that? If what gives you pleasure is sin, you will be, how great will be that darkness? If what gives you pleasure is looking at bad things on the computer, if what gives you pleasure is gossiping, drinking, like beyond reason, using marijuana, you know, whatever it is, if what brings you pleasure is a vice, and that is what brings light into you, how great will the darkness be within you? You need to let the fire of God, pray every day, that the fire of the Holy Spirit comes and begins to burn out every impurity in our soul. It's a prayer that I say every day because I have a lot of them in me.
A lot of them in me. Are you praying today? Are you praying today? Are you giving the Lord Jesus your brokenness, your pain, your inability? Are you giving them to Jesus? You see, they can destroy you. They can destroy you. I give them to Jesus. And guess what? He gives me the way out because he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I don't take my problems to myself. I have problems. But I say, Jesus, help me to deal with these problems. Don't let these problems destroy me. As a matter of fact, let these problems be places where other people have the same problems that I can help them because I know what they're going through. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Where is your choice today? Who are you choosing today? Are you choosing to be miserable? Are you choosing to be sad? Are you choosing to be unhappy? Yeah. Choose Jesus today, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, the one who gave his life for you. Choose Jesus today and live.
There's two radio stations that we can tune into. The radio station of hell, the radio station of heaven, or maybe three, the radio station of our thoughts and our problems. You got to learn how to finally attune your mind, and you cast every thought and vain imagination that doesn't come into alignment with heaven. When I have a thought that I know it's not from Jesus, return to sender. I speak to that thought because it has an active life, and I command it to go back to hell where it came from.
Right.
We need to be strong in our mind, and Jesus gives us the power. We need to have discernment. What is from us? What is from the devil? And what is from God? And when we can stay focused on the radio station of heaven, then we begin to manifest heaven, not only in our lives, but in everyone's life we come across.
Who are you listening to today? Are you listening to that voice that says, you'll never make it? If they only knew how sinful you are. I tell you, St. Paul.
Join the club.
Amen. St. Paul put his thumbs down to kill Stephen. Stephen, the deacon, he put his thumbs down. Kill him. He was forgiven. Not only forgiven, he was brought to the throne of God to proclaim the power of the Lordship of Jesus. Nothing could separate you from the love of God. Go to confession. Confess your sins. Get rid of them. Dump them at the cross. God has plans for you. And if you want those plans, you can be another St. Paul in your midst. Not exactly like him, but do the things he did, one thing at a time. Where is your heart today? Where is your heart? Is your heart with your troubles? My heart is with the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, I have troubles, but my troubles are in the hands of Jesus. And by the grace of God, I will handle them one at a time by the holy grace of God.
And you know what? We're going to change it. We don't have troubles. We have opportunities. Every trouble is an opportunity to exercise faith, to grow in the Spirit, to exercise faith in Christ. No matter what you are going through, God is using it for the good. And the greater the mountain, the greater Jesus will move if you allow him to move. But the greatest mountain is ourselves. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Only ourselves. Only ourselves. As we believe the lies, as we don't execute the victory of Christ in this world. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. Now go and have the kingdom. You have victory today. The game is already rigged in your favor. The moment you woke up, the devil shaking in his boots, saying, this person has Jesus Christ living within me, and he's going to do damage to my kingdom. The only plan of the enemy is to keep you from understanding who you are in Christ, the power you have in the victory that Jesus gave you from the cross. You are already blessed. Go read the first two chapters of Ephesians. It doesn't say ask, pray, beg for blessings. It is all in the present tense. You are already blessed in heaven with every spiritual blessing. You already have every spiritual blessing. It's time to let the Holy Spirit bring it out of you.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit, that we might know the power of the resurrection. Come, Holy Spirit, because there are no impossible cases in Jesus Christ. You are not an impossible case. You're a case that's been broken, like the rest of us. But in our brokenness, what do? I surrender. I surrender my brokenness, myself, to you, Lord Jesus. You were broken on the cross. You know what I'm going through. I surrender. Are you surrendering today? Or are you going to carry that brokenness to destroy you today? I surrender in the name of Jesus. The only thing you need to do, I surrender. God will help you. He will help you to surrender. He will give you grace today. And your brokenness will be used by the triumphant cross of Jesus Christ, where he was so broken, 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 broken. But he's been resurrected. No more brokenness in Jesus. No more. He's been resurrected. But he knows what it is to be broken. Turn to the Lord Jesus today. Tell him, mercy, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Heal me, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.